Welcome to Channel Chat, SearchNetworkingChannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending March 27, 2009. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today's very special guests are Barb Darrow, Senior News Director of SearchITChannel.com, and Colin Steele, Site Editor of SearchSystemsChannel.com. They are here to discuss IBM's possible acquisition of Sun. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, well, we'll keep this short. I just want to start with sort of a blanket question, which is basically, what's your opinion of this potential acquisition?
Well, some would say Sun has been looking for a buyer for some time. Even some of its best partners think it's in an untenable situation now, and that company just needs to get bought.
Okay. So, there wasn't an announcement, but news leaked in a week that was really noted for its data center news. And Cisco pushed into the server market. Things have heated up between Cisco and HP. How related to all that news is this, if at all?
I think one of the partners, or actually one of the users I spoke to for Search Data Center, put it best. He said, look, in the past, a lot of these companies sold into different audiences. Cisco sold into one audience. HP sold servers into a different audience. Sun would talk to engineers and CTOs. IBM talked to the higher level, C-level guys. I think what's happening is that the buying authority is getting converged, and all of these guys are going for the data center, and they're all going for as much real estate there as they can get. And I think this is a sign of the times.
I agree. It just plays into the whole trend of consolidation that we're seeing, and it's not necessarily something that users and partners look forward to, but it's just the way that the market's going. The vendors want to control as much as possible, and partners and users will have to get used to ceding that control over to larger and larger groups and fewer of them.
And on the software side, it's the same thing, Rivka. If you see, Oracle, Microsoft, they're trying to put their full stacks into every company. Each of them comes from their position of strength. Oracle's expanding out from the database into middleware and applications. Microsoft's coming from the desktop to the server to enterprise applications. It's just a huge land grab going on out there.
But if, the IBM acquisition of Sun, wouldn't those technologies overlap? And if so, would that just mean a killing off of the Spark processing and the whole, Sun system?
I don't necessarily know about the killing off, but one of the things that IBM is famous for when they acquire a company is to rebrand them with that IBM logo and give them the IBM name as soon as possible. Other vendors take a more gradual approach to integrating companies. So it's definitely going to be a change, and it's probably not just going to be in branding.
And there is huge overlap. I mean, IBM has the power chips that compete with Spark. IBM has AIX versus Sun Solaris. But I will say one thing about IBM, and that is, they bought Informix how many years ago? They got most of those databases still going. They buy a customer base, and they will rebrand, but they're not going to kill off anything in the near term as long as there's customers buying it. And I think a lot of people, even in the IBM camp, would say that the Spark chip is superior to what IBM has to offer.
So is ultimately the goal here, do you think, to acquire customer base and market share? Is that the deal here?
I think so, and to expand your footprint in the existing customer base you have. I think most of the users I talked to last week, which shouldn't have surprised me, and it did, but they all use both Sun and IBM. It just seemed like, for some reason I thought there were big blue shops and there were Sun shops, and it just seemed to me that all the big customers I talked to have both. So they're buying more of a footprint in existing customers.
Okay, and do you think that will actually give them a leg up to HP and Cisco when it comes to data center and or storage?
Well, when you talk about the consolidation trend, the key to consolidating successfully is to take advantage of what you both have and make it bigger than the sum of its parts, so they say. And in this case, it sounds like that might actually be the case. And when you have other companies like Cisco, which is coming at it from the networking angle, and they come out with their UCS, other people question how much of a play do they have, how many people use Cisco and these other products. And that's kind of the key to determining who's successful and who's not as this whole trend goes forward.
Right. Interesting. In terms of the channel, what does this say for the Sun Channel? I mean, is this, you know, from what I understand, the Sun Channel program is better for Sun partners than the IBM program is for IBM partners, plus the IBM program is massive. So what's the deal for Sun partners going forward if this were to happen?
I think a lot of them are upset. It's a much smaller partner base, and because of Sun's well-documented issues, you know, just in terms of worries about its viability, Sun has actually done a lot for its partners in the last year and opened up a lot of accounts to partners that had been direct. And I think those partners see themselves as kind of an elite. They can win, they can earn fatter margins on Sun when they make the sale. So I think those guys are extremely, extremely nervous about this.
IBM also is just put into place a couple months ago, or it's going to be coming into place, but they announced it a couple months ago. All these new requirements for partners, you have to meet certain sales goals and other training goals just to be able to sell pretty much all of IBM's software product lines. And, you know, who knows if they're going to extend that into hardware or not. But either way, the Sun partners who are coming into the fold are going to face all these new requirements, not to mention the competition with the massive existing IBM base. So it's going to be quite the transition for them.
So this may not be, in fact, the best possible deal for Sun partners.
I think that's safe to say.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we'll look forward to see what goes on from here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Rivka.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom.
And Rivka Little.
And thanks for joining us.